I used to help my brother when he ran a dog team in the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon. For a week in the winter, I would head to Duluth with gallon Ziploc bags of homemade split pea soup and beef stew, along with brownies and coffee to feed the musher, my brother, and his handlers. I was along mostly as a cook for the humans, but everybody did everything to help, so there I would be, stirring a vat of fish head stew, that'd be the dog's supper, over a propane burner by the back of a big dog truck near a huge snowbank out at the end of a parking lot way off of a road somewhere along the Bear Grease Trail at 3 in the morning. I did this year after year. When I became a mother, I would set up elaborate child care schemes so that I could get away from the work of poopy diapers and nighttime feedings and around-the-clock croupy babies, to go up north so I could stir fish head stew and sleep on a mat for 2 hours in the pool room of some bar along the road, and then get up to chop frozen beaver meat for the dogs and fry up some eggs for my brother. You have to know what your musher needs. Sleep, food, reports on the progress of the race. You have to be calm, confident, and have a lot of stamina. You have to not mind how very smelly the whole thing is. The smell of the dogs, the smell of their strange stews, the smell of the musher and handlers as the days go on. And you have to not mind how very, very cold it is. My brother would arrive at a checkpoint in the night, his face a mass of icicles, his dogs in need of rest. We would all kick into high gear, getting the dogs bedded down on straw, changing their icy booties, giving updates on who was where. We lived the race. Nowadays, my brother is mushing in the Northwest Territories of Canada, where he lives with his wife and his two little girls. We see each other only every couple of years. He's still racing, but now it's the Iditarod and the Yukon Quest. I keep track by phone and the internet. I tell my three kids stories about the dogs and the trails and their wild uncle. When we sled at the big hill in our city neighborhood, I lean into the wind so I can feel how I felt when I rode on the sled into the checkpoints. I cherish the moments I've spent doing that work alongside my brother, and I remember the elation and the grunge. It's all I can do at this time of year to keep my mind on city life when I know there are dogs and mushers and handlers out along Lake Superior, feeling cold and smelling bad and eating soup deep in the night by their truck, running the Bear Grease.